From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. That vibrant theme is from the familiar ballet score Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland. Copland's music speaks clearly to people all over the world, but for Americans, its unique, wide-open sound means even more, as if the music were in our blood. And that's true of many other composers as well. Edward Elgar's music is also heard in concert halls everywhere, but his work has an ineffably British character that gives it a special place in the hearts of his countrymen. The Nimrod movement from his Enigma variations is so beloved in England that it's become a sort of unofficial anthem, often played on solemn occasions of great national meaning. Many countries can boast great composers whose music has both a special significance at home and worldwide. But there's one land that seems especially blessed, the nation that's now the Czech Republic. Antonín Dvořák wrote some of the world's most popular symphonies, yet even the one called The New World is unmistakably rooted in Czech musical traditions. And there's another earlier composer whose music may have done more than any other to establish those traditions both abroad and in Czech concert halls. Bedřich Smetana is known to much of the world as the composer of the Moldau, the famous tone poem from his great suite called Ma Vlast, My Country. But Smetana's operas are what truly established his reputation at home. They're sometimes regarded as a sort of Czech operatic canon. And one of them has also joined the standard rep, his brilliant comedy, The Bartered Bride. Smetana's The Bartered Bride has been called the quintessential Czech opera, and it's also among the most popular of all operatic comedies. On this edition of World of Opera, it comes to us from the Paris Opera, in a production led by one of the world's foremost interpreters of Czech music, conductor Jiří Bělohlávek.